Mike, because I've got a question here from Andy John, who said, can you harness the electricity in lightning? So I thought I'd look up some lightning facts. And in fact, there are 2,000 thunderstorms going on at any time all around the Earth, which equates to about 100 strikes every single second. But the average lightning strike, which is 3 miles long, unleashes the same energy as a ton of TNT. So it's a pretty whacking great smash.
Certainly is.
But the energy, if you do the simple sums, okay, the energy in your lightning bolt, let's say it's 1 billion joules of energy. If you look at a 100-watt light bulb, because I guess if you're asking, can we harness electricity in lightning, you're asking, could we do something useful with it? Well, let's look at how much energy there is in real terms. A 100-watt light bulb burns off about 100 joules of energy every second. So that equates to 100 times 3,600 joules in an hour, because there are 3,600 seconds in an hour. So that's about, and if you times that by 24, that's about 9 million joules of energy in a day to run a 100-watt light bulb. So how long could you run a 100-watt light bulb with the energy in a lightning bolt?
Good question.
Yeah, well, the answer is if you divide the 1 billion joules of energy in a lightning bolt by the 9 million joules it takes to run a light bulb every day, it's about 100 days. Which doesn't, it's not much, is it? Just one light bulb for 100 days with all that energy in a lightning bulb.
Well, on par there, yeah. But, that's an interesting fact. And also, because what I was just saying, that gentleman who was struck by lightning, he was obviously thrown. So would that power from the charge coming up would have lifted him off the ground, or anyone who was, who, as long as they didn't hold anything to earth themselves, everyone would be just thrown, lifted off the ground?
No, it's an interesting observation that he moved. The reason he moved was because of his own muscles. This is called opisthotonus, and this is sudden catastrophic muscle contraction. And when you have all of this electricity running through your body, muscles are electrical. So a big bolt of lightning is a big discharge of energy which triggers all of your muscles to think that the nerves that supply them have told them to contract. So all your body's muscles contract at once. And this can include the heart, and it can obviously stop your heart, or it can put your heart into a funny rhythm. So all the muscles contract at once. The strongest muscles in the body are the ones that hold you standing upright, because they have to hold you upright.
Your legs muscles.
And so what you do is the world's biggest high jump as soon as you're hit by the lightning, and it throws you in whatever direction you happen to be pointing at the time. And that's why people who have electric shocks generally get thrown over. It's their own muscles bowling them over. It's nothing to do with the electricity moving through them, apart from activating their muscles.
Ah, well, that explains something to me, because I thought that was the actual charge, but it's not. Is that, like you say, it's muscles then.
Not quite. But anyway, thank you very much, Mike. It's great having you on the programme.
Yeah? Yeah, thank you very much for answering the question.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Yep,
take care.
I will. Yeah, thanks. Bye for now.